Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with Caitlin Buchanan, a lymphoma patient who got a second chance with the help of chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, better known as CAR-T. CAR-T cell therapy is when immune cells are taken from a patient, re-engineered so that they seek out and destroy cancer, and are then reintroduced into the patient to treat their cancer. In August of 2016, a stubborn cough that just wouldn't go away led to many doctor's visits for Caitlin, with each one offering a different diagnosis. It wasn't until a few tests later that Caitlin received a diagnosis of primary mediastinal diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, a rare, fast-growing blood cancer that affects mainly young adults. After 6 rounds of chemotherapy, Caitlin's cancer came back and more chemo treatments failed to achieve a remission, ultimately leaving her ineligible for a life-saving stem cell transplant. Just when she and her husband thought that they had run out of options, the stars aligned and Yescarta, a CAR T-cell therapy, was approved by the FDA. Following treatment with CAR T-cell therapy, Caitlin is now in remission and sharing her story with Cure.
So to start, can you just briefly describe what kind of led to your cancer diagnosis?
Yeah. Me and my husband had just celebrated our 4-year anniversary, and we were having difficulty getting pregnant, so we were seeking assistance with an IVF specialist in the area. And during the process, I got a cough, and it had lasted for months. And we started going to different doctors, trying to find out what it was. One would say a cold, one would say allergies, one said pneumonia. And so before we got to the transfer of the embryos, the IVF doctor had said she wanted me to see a specialist because she was worried that if I didn't get treated before I got pregnant, I'd be limited on the treatment I could get. And so I don't think she had any idea of what was going on with me, but she knew the cough wasn't a normal sign of something healthy. So we went to a pulmonologist. We ran quite a few tests. Everything came back normal. And so we ended up going through with a surgical biopsy. And that's when we got my diagnosis of primary mediastinal diffuse large B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, and so it was your IVF specialist who noticed that something was wrong and kind of seeked out further investigation. So what ran through your head when you heard the words, you have cancer, considering, you know, a cough was kind of the only sign that really led to all of this?
It was a mix of emotions. We, I think on one hand, were, I don't know if happy is the right adjective, but we were happy and a bit relieved to finally have an answer after just a common cough of a few months. But then we also were shocked and a little heartbroken that we now had to change our dreams of having that family and had to shift into just making sure I could survive the diagnosis I was given.
Definitely. And so how did you cope when the initial treatments kind of weren't really working?
I became pretty anxious through it all, and especially as we got deeper and deeper into the process, because I realized that my options were getting lower and lower. So I did a lot of stuff that would help ease anxiety. We started doing acupuncture. I would try doing meditation just with a meditation app every morning. Tried to do yoga, things that would just get me out of my head. And then I obviously leaned a lot on my husband and family and friends, and thank goodness they picked up their phone every time I called, because they were they really helped me get through the dark times.
Definitely. And so how did you learn about CAR T-cell therapy being an option for your cancer?
Through my oncologist at City of Hope. So I actually had started treatment at a different hospital, and well, that was after we got my diagnosis, and they did 6 rounds of just chemotherapy. It was our EPOC, and initial scans showed that there was quite a bit of improvement, and so we were hopeful, but we watched and waited. So 3 months went by, 6 months went by, and the mass had doubled in size. So I started doing a more intensive chemotherapy, and looked for a new hospital because they thought I was going to need a stem cell transplant. So as we continued the intensive chemotherapy, realized I was no longer responding to the chemo. And so when we went over to City of Hope, we had to totally change the route we were planning on going. And so our oncologist, Dr. Herrera over there, had told us about CAR-T, and there were a few CAR-T options that I could do, but CAR-T itself was the only thing that was available to me at the time. And so he told us about the process and the expectations and really walked us through everything we would need to know. But my husband and I also did research of our own, so we looked at the clinical studies that were available in regards to the drug that I did, which was Yescarta, and then we also used social media platforms very carefully. There were times when social media wasn't the best route for me to take. You know, it would get me deeper into a dark hole, but there were times where it was really helpful and I could connect with someone that had the same diagnosis or was in a similar situation, and so we could talk to them about what the process was like for them, how they're recovering, and then I think the last thing was just asking questions. We continuously asked questions to the treatment team, the doctors, the nurses, everyone around us that had some sort of experience with CAR-T, just so that we felt educated in making the decision that would be best for me.
Okay. And so can you tell me about your experience with CAR T cell therapy? You know, maybe how it's kind of this faster time for treatment, but there's also some side effects maybe that you experienced.
Yeah. CAR T was definitely different than the chemotherapy I had done. For CAR-T, the treatment time was much quicker. I got my Hickman catheter placed, I think it was early January, and then a few days later did leukapheresis, where they take the white blood cells from me, and then it was 2 or 3 weeks later that I was placed in the hospital to get my cells back. So it only took 3 weeks, and 3 weeks with chemotherapy was just one round for me. We would do 1 week of chemo and then 2 weeks of rest, so I felt like it definitely was much quicker. The side effects I had from chemo, in the moment, I felt they were much more intense for my body, but I feel like long term, my body was actually able to bounce back much quicker than with the chemotherapy I was doing.
Okay, great. And so your scans came back and it showed a complete remission. What ran through your head when the doctors told you that?
I didn't believe it. I think in that meeting when we were reviewing the scan, I probably questioned every inch of it, and it wasn't until maybe the 6 month scan that I actually believed that I was getting on the path of being healthy. We did a scan at 3 months, at 6 months, at 9 months, and a year, and all of them showed remission, but it took a while for me to really let that sink in.
And do you mind if I ask how your health is today?
Yeah, I am in remission. We just did my 1 year scan on February 6th, and everything still looked good.
Great. Congrats.
Thank you.
So a lot of the time here at CURE, we also talk about these new normals that kind of occur after a cancer diagnosis and its treatment. Following your own journey, how did you kind of go back to or start your new normal following your diagnosis?
After I could start driving again, because you can't drive for 6 weeks after treatment, I went back to work as soon as possible. I've had some sort of job since I was 16, and so being able to get back into a routine and have communication every day with people and get my mind to start thinking like it used to was something I very much craved and looked forward to. So that was the one thing I did. I also felt like I needed to give back or be some sort of mentor for people that were going through similar situations, because I knew CAR-T was so new, and so I became a First Connections volunteer with LLS. I feel like we kind of just appreciate life a little more and the little things, and don't stress over, you know, the small things that happen day to day.
And so, looking back on your own experience, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for another individual who's facing a cancer diagnosis?
I would say trust. I know it sounds simple, but trusting your doctors and trusting the treatment team and the nurses, especially in cases with the new lines of therapy, you really have to trust all the science that has gone behind it. I know for me, it was hard getting a diagnosis and feeling like I had lost all control. So there were times I definitely questioned decisions or treatment plans because I felt like I needed some control of my situation. But when you're navigating the journey of cancer, especially with a new line of therapy, you just have to have faith in the people and the science. So I would say that's the biggest piece of advice I would have for someone going through it.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.